Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's going to be a hot one today with a high temperature of 96 degrees in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll show you how we'll feel throughout your afternoon.
Folks, wrapping up this summer season today. It's a record-breaking one for travelers. You're looking live right now, RDU on the left side of your screen, I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road on the right. Near record high prices at the gas pump, not keeping folks from taking their end of summer trips.
And spirits remain high at the Burning Man Festival as mud caused by heavy rain has left thousands trapped for days.
It's a great community. People were helping each other, offering food and water and shelter to those who needed it.
The good news today as the people who have been stuck in the mud may be able to start evacuating that remote desert site. Well, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Keely Arthur in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And here on this Labor Day Monday, getting a pseudo work week started.
Yeah, for us, hopefully no one else watching.
Amazing. Those folks stuck in the mud at that Burning Man Festival. We're going to get into that a little bit more. We're stuck in the heat now for certain. Peter Shearwood in for Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Good morning.
It's going to be on for this afternoon. In terms of our hot temperatures building, as we take a live look at the WRAL Azalea Gardens this morning. It is quiet out there. 70 degrees the current temperature in Raleigh. Dew points in the upper 60s. It's muggy as we get our morning started. Into the afternoon, we are going to see those hot highs build in. So we're going to go from 61 degrees in Roxborough into the 90s for today. And when you factor in the humidity, our feels like temperatures will jump into the triple digits. So 91 degrees for the feels like temperature by 12 o'clock. 99, that's how it's going to feel at 2, and feeling like 100 degrees around 4 o'clock with our actual high temperature of 96 degrees in Raleigh. 94 in Roxborough, 96 degrees in Fayetteville. And when you factor in the humidity, a lot of our southern counties will likely see those feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Coming up, I'm going to explain when we could see a little relief in our temperatures move in.
So call it the unofficial last day of summer here, capping off a record travel season as well. This is that live look out there, I-40 Lake Wheeler Road. Gas prices are nearing record highs for this time of year, and crowded airports aren't slowing things down at all. It'll be a busy day here on our Labor Day Monday. Millions of people making their way home. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at RDU. It'll be one of the busiest weekends of the year so far. Laura.
Yeah, Jeff, and people are hitting the skies pretty early this morning. Getting a look here at RDU, things are moving along pretty smoothly with only a few delays we're seeing here on the board. But traffic will pick up as the day progresses. The TSA says after this holiday weekend, this summer will set a new air travel record with more than 227 million people screened at airports since Memorial Day. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says flight cancellations are going down, but the latest numbers from FlightAware show delays have increased. I spoke with Sharon McClough, who is heading to New York to surprise his son for his birthday this Labor Day. He agrees consumer confidence is picking back up.
A lot of more work to do. Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just look at it and be like, are we ever going to be perfect? And we know it's not, but they really, really trying. They really, really trying.
Unattended vehicles will be towed. And as we know, many people are returning home here by airplanes, but a lot of people are going to be hitting the road. So let's send things over to Brett Neese, who is in Cary, with a look at that.
Hey, Laura, good morning. Yeah, gas prices are nearing record highs for this time of year. And that's for a couple of reasons. But first, we want to show you what those prices look like. Here in North Carolina, we're sitting about $3.51 a gallon. That is about the same as what it was last Labor Day. But across the country, that price is sitting around $3.81. That's that record high that we're talking about that was set back in 2012. There's a couple of reasons for that happening. One is the extreme heat that we've been seeing. That's causing oil refineries to work extra hard. The second reason prices have not fallen like they normally do towards the end of summer is because OPEC, that's that group of countries that controls about 30% of the world's oil, they have held back on supply, which has kept prices at that higher mark at this point. So we haven't seen the end of summer dip, but we're working to learn from experts on if that could come, if any of that relief could come. So if you are heading to the gas pump this morning on your way back from wherever your trip was, you aren't going to see those lower prices quite yet. We're still dreaming of those days back whenever gas was in that dollar mark. Keely and Jeff.
Brett, we certainly are. No matter where you are, you can always find the lowest gas prices nearby. Just search fuel on WREL.com or the WREL News app.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we know many of you still have to go to work today. So we're monitoring a crash right now on I-40 westbound. You can see some red showing up on the map, causing some delays between Old Page Road and Davis Drive right there on I-40 west. But all the other major thoroughfares, a lot of green showing up right now. Earlier, we showed you this traffic camera, I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road. Traffic is flowing along smoothly this morning on this Labor Day.
Ken, thanks for that. We have new details this morning about a house fire that left a Durham firefighter hurt. It happened last night on Fayetteville Street near Linwood Avenue. WREL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene just after 9 p.m. You can see the home was seriously damaged. We're told the two-story home was being renovated at the time, so no one was inside. The firefighter had minor injuries and was treated on the scene. No word yet on what caused that fire.
And we are working to learn more this morning about a crash in Zebulon. It happened before 9:30 last night on NC 96 near Tuckerdale Trail. Two cars were badly damaged, as you can see. The road was closed for about 2 hours. We're working to learn how the crash happened and hopefully learning if anyone was hurt or not.
Tens of thousands of people trapped at the Burning Man Festival in remote Nevada desert may soon be able to get out. Organizers say the roads out of the festival may reopen today. They've been closed since Saturday because heavy rain covered the grounds there. Ankle-deep mud. Cars are getting stuck. Festival goers there are under shelter-in-place orders, being told to conserve their food and water and fuel. Some people were able to get out by hitching rides on four-wheel drive vehicles. Many say spirits remain high despite this situation.
Everybody was being really wonderful. It's a great community. People were helping each other, offering food and water and shelter to those who needed it. And if anything, I think it probably made the core community a lot stronger.
One death has been reported at the festival. Organizers say it is not related to the weather. Coming up in 15 minutes in What's Trending, a look at how some of the performers at the festival are making their way out.
We have an update about a woman whose body was found in Jordan Lake last week. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office tells us several families have come forward saying they believe they know who she is. They suspect foul play. Saturday, the Sheriff's Office released this image of the woman described as being of Hispanic, Latin American, or Middle Eastern heritage. The PIO tells us they are still waiting on a positive ID and are still seeking the public's help. A boater discovered the woman's body on Tuesday afternoon near the Farrington boat ramp. She was wearing blue jeans, a gray shirt, and a pearl necklace. They are working with the medical examiner to identify her and determine that cause of death.
The people who searched for this woman, Alicia Watts, for weeks are now saying goodbye. Friends and family and co-workers gathered yesterday in Moore County for a celebration of life ceremony. Watts' body was found August 24th in Montgomery County. She was last seen alive July 16th when she and her boyfriend, James Dunmore, traveled to Charlotte. Dunmore is now charged with her murder. Loved ones at Sunday's service wore Watts' favorite color and remembered the happier parts of her life.
I've never seen this many people at a funeral in all of my life, and I'm 78 years old. She was just so fun and loving and kind to be around.
After that celebration, Watts was buried at Mount Hope Cemetery.
Today, we could learn more about the way the newest COVID-19 variant spreads. Medical officials are expected to release their new findings from lab tests. Scientists around the world are tracking the BA286 variant. early reports indicate it may be less contagious than other variants. Vaccinated Americans should have some protection against it. Now, this variant first appeared in late July. Initially, researchers worried it could be as powerful as the Omicron variant. However, they say that does not seem to be the case right now.
Durham's newest high school is ready for classes to begin this week. Northern High School finally got its occupancy permit. The main school will open for students and teachers tomorrow. The auditorium and athletic fields are still off limits, though. They're under inspection and waiting on permits. The new Northern High was slated to open when the calendar school year started, but was hit with delays from the storm that knocked power out in Durham last month.
The manhunt for an escaped convicted murderer has people living in fear.
We have never seen anything like this before, and we are in the perimeter.
Where law enforcement in Pennsylvania says the fugitive may be hiding.
An unexpected driver leads troopers on a chase, a 10-year-old behind the wheel. How authorities say that boy ended up in that seat.
And it's hot as you step out the door this afternoon. We're getting to 96 degrees in Raleigh, 95 in Durham, and 96 in Fayetteville, with feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Coming up, I'm going to explain how long we are going to see feels like temperatures in the triple digits last this week.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The heat is back, and you're going to notice the humidity increasing through the afternoon, likely to get to 60, or we're currently at 67 for our dew point out there, and that is going to increase and likely head into the tropical category for this afternoon. It's currently 70 degrees outside this morning in the triangle, and it's a lovely morning to go for a walk or jog outside. As we head into the afternoon, we're going to heat things up to around 83 degrees by 11 o'clock, 90 degrees by 1 p.m. 96 will be our afternoon high. And then when you factor in the humidity today, around 4 will feel like 100 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to show you how long these hot highs will stay with us for this week.
Thank you, PETA. The U.S. military identified the remains of a Tuskegee Airman from North Carolina nearly 80 years after his plane disappeared in Germany during World War II. Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. was from Charlotte and graduated from Shaw University here in Raleigh. He was flying a P-51C Mustang plane called Traveling Light in October of 1944. He was escorting bombers to Germany when a bad weather caused his plane's engine to stall. Lieutenant Brewer's plane crashed and he was declared missing in action. In July of this year, the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency disinterred a set of unknown remains, and new lab tests last month positively identified those remains as Brewer's.
An urgent manhunt is intensifying after a convicted murderer escaped a Pennsylvania prison. Authorities are trying to track down this man, Danilo Cavalcante. He escaped a prison about 30 miles outside of Philadelphia last week. They say he was spotted Saturday morning on a doorbell camera in a heavily wooded neighborhood just about 2 miles from that prison. Law enforcement are searching every vehicle that comes in and out of that search zone, and people who live nearby are terrified.
We have never seen anything like this before, and we are in the perimeter. They were very worried, very concerned.
Yeah, police say Cavalcante escaped just days after he was convicted for the brutal murder of his ex-girlfriend. He's also wanted for a 2017 murder in his native Brazil.
Fayetteville city leaders will consider a curfew for minors at a work session tomorrow. Council members say the youth protection ordinance is aimed at reducing juvenile crime rates. Police Chief Kem Braden suggests the curfew in response to growing concerns over youth gun violence in the city. Braden says several recent shootings included minors either as suspects or victims. The ordinance states that anyone under the age of 18 will be banned from public spaces from 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. on weekends and from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays. The work session begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening.
A 10-year-old boy is caught behind the wheel on a busy Arizona highway after leading troopers on a brief chase. Authorities in Phoenix say they noticed this vehicle weaving in and out of traffic and speeding Saturday afternoon. Troopers tried to stop the truck after noticing the driver change lanes unsafely. The child eventually pulled over into the right lane a few minutes later. Troopers say the child's father was found in the passenger seat with alcohol. He is charged with assault, crimes against children, and two counts of DUI.
Dozens of people are hurt and thousands are without power after a powerful typhoon hit Taiwan. Typhoon Haikui is the first typhoon to directly hit Taiwan in 4 years. Thousands of people evacuated ahead of its arrival. Taiwan's Weather Bureau warned the heavy rainfall brought by the storm could trigger flash flooding and landslides.
6:17, the time right now. Peter Sherwood over in the WRL Severe Weather Center taking a look at our Labor Day planner and plan for heat today, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be one of those days where you're probably sitting outside in your aunt's backyard and you just need some water and some ice. We are going to see those temperatures in the 80s around the lunch hour, and then 96 degrees will be the temperature around dinner time. If you're grilling out today and you're that person that's going to be on the grill, make sure you stay hydrated. It is going to be hot for all of us across the state. 93 for the high temperature in Charlotte if you're traveling back home to the Queen City. 92 if you're taking that quick day trip to Wilmington. It's going to be hot there, and we see 87 degrees out there in Nag's Head this afternoon. High pressure is in control, allowing us to see those mostly sunny skies that we've seen over the weekend, and we're expecting that today again. But as this high pressure system moves out, we are going to see a cold front move closer and closer to us. Ahead of it, we're going to have a strong flow moving in out of the south. That southerly flow that will develop for this week could lead us to some record highs. So we're going to get to 98 degrees tomorrow. The record high is 97, set back in 1954 at RDU. 99 will be the high temperature on Wednesday. We have a record of 104 for Wednesday, but I don't think we're going to make it to that. But keep in mind, it could actually feel like 104 degrees as we head into Wednesday. I don't expect any heat advisories to go in effect over the next 3 days, but regardless of a heat advisory or not, it is still going to be hot and you have to take it seriously. As we head into Thursday and Friday, our temperatures are going to fall off back into the lower 90s. Those feels like temperatures will be below 100 degrees. Looking ahead with our temperature outlook, above normal warmth will be building across the Midwest and the Southeast. So expect those temperatures to be above normal as we head into the middle of September. Looking outside this morning as we take a live look at Dix Park and downtown Raleigh, it's lovely as we start our Labor Day. 70 degrees. It's warm as well. It's going to be hot this afternoon if you're heading to the lake. 86 degrees by 12 o'clock. 93 around 2. 96 for the high, with the evening temperatures falling off into the 90s as well as the 80s. We are going to see our temperatures cool off just a little bit by the end of the week and the weekend, getting down to 88 degrees by Saturday. Notice that's going to come with rain chances. We're likely to see a 20% chance of rain on Thursday, increasing to a 40 and 50% chance as we head into Friday and Saturday.
Lake, pool, beach, find some water.
Yes.
Today, no doubt. Beautiful sunrise on the way behind us. Duke football, meantime, looking to pull an upset tonight against Clemson. We'll tell you what head coach Mike Elko says the team needs to do if history is to repeat itself.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, this is a wild one. DJ Diplo and Chris Rock are sharing their experience after escaping Burning Man Festival.
This whole weekend has been a wild one with the Burning Man. They were among the thousands trapped there after heavy rainfall made that remote area almost impassable. Diplo shared a video showing himself, Rock, and others in the back of a pickup truck driving through the desert. He says they also had to walk 6 miles through that mud. They got out, though. Diplo even made it to a scheduled performance in D.C. that night. That's commitment.
Yeah, right I was there. Just going to say, he Rain or shine, he's getting there.
Yeah.
We like that.
He could. He could. He had every imaginable reason possible to cancel that one, right?
But he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another match, another set of highlights from Lionel Messi. The soccer superstar recorded two assists in Inter Miami's FC's win last night over LAFC. Prince Harry, Selena Gomez, Leonardo DiCaprio, and more celebs were there to see it. I love just seeing the different crowds at these LA star-studded Miami events.
Look at, I mean, this is LA, you know? All the stars come out. We didn't even get video of LeBron. He was there. And they're the ones who can afford the tickets, apparently, also.
Right.
Yeah, they skyrocketed the price of tickets for anywhere Messi shows up.
Yeah.
Tickets are through the roof.
Wild.
Coco Gauff, meantime, is a hot ticket on her way to the U.S. Open quarterfinals once again. The 19-year-old beat Caroline Wozniacki in three sets yesterday to reach the quarterfinals for the second straight year. She is the first American teen to achieve that feat since Serena Williams. For more than two decades ago, that happened. She'll face Latvian Jelena Ostapenko in the round of eight tomorrow. Ostapenko upset top-ranked defending champion Iga Swiatek last night.
A lot of comparisons to Serena Williams, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
It's exciting to see. Yep. Well, there isn't anything equal about the matchup between Equalizer 3 and other movies at the box office. The new film topped charts over the weekend, and Denzel Washington came out on top against Barbie and those other movies. Equalizer easily beats everyone with a $34.5 million opening. Barbie kept a tight grip on second place, adding $10.6 million to her box office haul. That's now at a solid $612 million across the nation. And we're 1 week away from learning who is the million-dollar winner of American Ninja Warrior. The final 24 competitors go head-to-head tonight for a chance to move one step closer. Stage two of the finals gets started tonight at 8 p.m. right here on WRAL.
Millions of Americans are headed home from a Labor Day weekend full of fun, but many of them are hitting gas pumps like this. But why gas prices are near record highs, coming up.
And it's going to be a hot one for this Labor Day. We're heading to 96 degrees for the afternoon with a feels-like temperature of 100 degrees. We could shatter our record high come Tuesday, and it's going to be hot into Wednesday before we see temperatures come down and rain chances pick up. Coming up, I'm going to show you a system I'm tracking in the tropics, the likelihood we could see it develop into our next tropical depression or storm.
We'll give you a live look at it. RDU International Airport, a record-setting Labor Day weekend is wrapping up. Why high ticket prices and increasing flight delays aren't deterring travelers.